Hey, Jason, you're on with Chris Allen.
Chris Allen, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
It's going really well. It's going really well. So we are obviously here, just so our listeners know, we're talking about his upcoming show. It's a Christmas show, Something About Christmas Tour, at the Miracle Theater on Barracks Row on Thursday, December 7th. Tell us a little bit about the tour. Where are we? How far in are we? And, you know, what sort of songs are we going to hear?
We're a couple shows in, and about to play another one tonight. So it's been going really well. Like, you know, it's been a while, like, putting the show together, and if you don't want to hear Christmas music, I would advise you not to come, because it's very Christmassy. but I think in a different way than a lot of people are doing it right now. I think it's a little bit different. I think it's more of like a vintage-y Christmas type of vibe, and I think it'll put people in the spirit if you come.
Go into that a little more. It was interesting what you just said about how it's a little different, more vintage-y. How do you go about doing that, or what exactly do you mean by that?
So there's some props. I kind of ran with the idea of that, and I found this old TV and this old radio and some old other things, and we kind of propped the stage with that. But also, I got really inspired by these Christmas radio shows that I was listening to. And just loved how the idea of that, like, families would sit around in their living rooms and turn on the radio and listen to these radio shows. And there's music, and there's skits, and there's funny stuff. There's, you know, there's some a little bit more emotional things. And there's just a lot of different things that happen during these radio shows, and families just sit there and listen to them. And so I got really inspired by it. So actually, some of those clips are playing through the show as well, and it's a lot of fun.
That's great. Now, I definitely don't want to spoil the whole set list, but could you give us a quick teaser or two of maybe a carol we might hear?
Yeah, I mean, so anything. So I came out with a Christmas record last year. I think we might be playing the whole record.
Awesome.
So it's five classic Christmas tunes. Some of them kind of redone, like, there's a version of Here Comes Santa Claus on there that feels like a brand new rendition of it. But there's also just like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is on there. We got some Silent Night. So yeah, it's good. It's a lot of fun. But then I've written a lot of tunes as well that are very Christmassy.
That's great. And I know, I see the opening act is singer-songwriter Marie Miller. Has she been with you for the whole tour, or do you kind of pick up different ones along the way?
Yeah, she'll be on the whole tour. She's awesome. She's a friend, and she came out with me, I guess, like a couple of years ago now, and we've done a lot together since then. And she's awesome. I sing during her set. She comes and sings during mine. So it's the family. Nice.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of family, I see a picture on the whole banner promoting this thing, the whole tour. There's an image of, it looks like, is that you as a kid at the Christmas tree?
Yeah, so it's me and my brother. The kid with the brown hair, that's me, and then my brother's the little kid with the blonde hair.
That's so
great. I had to search in the archives for that one.
That's so great. Well, speaking of that, remind us sort of, so you grew up in Arkansas, and a lot of people probably don't even remember. You had already self-released an album before even all the American Idol stuff. So just kind of remind us sort of how you fell for music as a kid, and then sort of those early days, you know, the pre-Idol days.
Yeah, I think, so growing up, music was always around my house. My dad played guitar, and he sang, and so it was just always around, and I loved it. I always loved music, but my parents put me in this school that had a music program when I was 8 years old, and I started playing viola at eight, and I was like the weird kid that loved it. I think all the other kids, it was required of all the kids that were in the school, and like most of my friends just hated playing in the orchestra, and I was like one of the ones that loved it, and just kind of kept them, you know. It grew from there. I started playing guitar when I was 13, but I didn't sing for anybody for a long time. So I was like 17, maybe. I knew that I had something in there that I could that I enjoyed, but you know, I was incredibly shy and just was didn't feel incredibly comfortable with showing that to anybody else until later on.
Awesome. So take me when you into the decision to audition for American Idol then. I mean, anyone that tries out would at least, you know, like to believe that they could win the whole thing. But deep down, I mean, there's probably no way you could have imagined that you would have gone that deep. Like, that. Just take me sort of into that whirlwind of a journey.
Oh, I think if you go in there thinking you're going to win, then you have already lost. I didn't think I was going to make it past the first round, and then every round, I was just ready to pack my bags. I mean, it was all, everything past Hollywood Week was icing on the cake for me. Because I just thought, like, man, these people are so talented, and all these contestants are really bringing it and really awesome. I knew I was going to have to do the same every week to make it through. I'm fairly competitive, but I just never, ever thought in my wildest dreams that I would ever make it as far as I did.
Yeah, the one that really stands out that I remember, and I mean, it's been a few years now, but I remember your cover of Kanye's Heartless, and it was like a cool, almost acoustic kind of vibe to it. Memories of playing that? How'd you choose that? That, to me, that was brilliant.
Yeah, so, thanks, man. It was kind of the week where we could choose whatever we wanted to, and that record had just come out, and I loved it. I thought it was really great, and I was like, I asked it because I had to clear the songs or whatever, and I asked them, I was like, can this song be cleared? And they said, yeah, they'll release it to you. And I'm like, okay, amazing. So I played it for a couple people, and they were like, this is either going to go really well or fall flat on its face. And it went really well. So just chalk it up to a good song.
That was great.
It's a great song.
It was a great performance. I want you to dish. We can move on from American Idol in a minute, but I want you to dish on on the judges, Simon, Paula, Randy, and Kara, because you know at the time they're these household names, but looking back, you were really part of a really cultural phenomenon, man. That show is going to go down in history as like a game changer. But just specifically thoughts on those four judges. Like, what are they kind of like behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, so I would say that I got to hang out with a couple of them more than the others. Simon, I didn't really have a lot of time with backstage, but, you know, Kara was new to the show as well that year. So I think she felt close to the contestants because she was, you know, the outsider as well. She was coming into the show new like all of us. And she's a songwriter and an artist and, you know, she does all that stuff. And so she was hanging out with us a lot, actually, and she was really great, really open and honest and, you know, just encouraging as well. I loved her, and any time that I've seen her or talked to her since, she's just been awesome. The other, you know, they are who you think they are, like, at least from my perspective. They don't change backstage.
That's good. That's good. So we get what we see. Yeah, no, that's great. All right, so the big ultimate night, it all builds to you and Adam Lambert on stage, the big showdown.
Yeah.
I remember your face when Ryan Seacrest read your name, but like, what? Take me into that, like, and we're radio, obviously, so try to paint a picture for our listeners visually of, you know, what exactly that felt like to hear your name right there and the streamers come down and, like, that specific moment.
So there was a moment right before it, it all happened. I think I had went up to Adam. I was like, dude, I am so happy for you. And I'm like, if you win this, believe me, there's no hard feelings whatsoever. And he told me the same thing. And so I think both of us were kind of in a good mindset as far as like who won. And we're friends. And so it that made it a little easier. But I will say I had no idea that I was going to win. The thought of that, each week I was pretty surprised, but, you know, someone like him, and he is so immensely talented, and he crushed it every single night. So for me to come out on top, I was not expecting that, and I think you can kind of see that right on my face.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, but going forward beyond that, kind of piggybacking off what you're saying, it's been cool to see both of you guys succeed afterwards. I mean, you had that first single, like most of the winners after the show, I think it went platinum, Live Like We're Dying. I mean, we heard that all over the radio. But then at the same time, Adam's been performing with Queen, and you know, like a lot of the best American idols have been, you know, runner ups like Jennifer Hudson and Daughtry and all the rest. So, just talk about how sort of you both have been able to sort of chart successful afterlives.
Yeah, I think the great thing about the show is that it gives you an opportunity. It gave me an opportunity that I didn't know that I had, and so I've tried to run with that. And you know, and we all have. You just try to find your lane and your niche. And you know, Adam's done that. I feel like I've done that. I've made a lot of music since the show, and there's just been and even people from my season as well, all the other people, like everyone is finding their lane, and it's beautiful to see, because I think they're also immensely talented, and I'm really proud and I'm kind of prideful about it, especially the people on my show or on my season, because I think we were the most talented group that has come off the show, and I think it's showing in it. And I hope other people are realizing that and listening to their music as well, because we spend that much time with people, you just become really close, and I love what they do, and I love supporting them, and it's really cool to see people take their own routes.
Absolutely. And you've been able to do it facing some adversity, man. I remember reading about the, what was it, New Year's Day 2013, head-on collision, pregnant wife in the car, shattered your wrist. Talk about sort of the road back and how, you know, injuring your wrist is not an easy thing when you've got to play guitar and sing, you know. So just tell me about that long road back.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I think I'll look back, and it was the toughest thing that I've had to go through especially like a physical ailment. Like it was insane. It was a year of surgery and learning how to play again, learning how to do things. But I think you either fold and buckle, or you persevere and find ways to turn all the bad things that have happened to you into good things. I'd like to think that I'm a better player because of it, because I've spent so much time trying to get better and better than I was before. So, it sucks that it happened. I don't wish it upon anyone that they get in a head-on car collision and break their wrist, especially for guitar players. But you know, stuff happens, and worse things have happened to many people in life, and you just have to make the most of it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we applaud you for being able to scratch and claw your way back, man. In addition to your Christmas album that you mentioned and the tour, what else from your career should we plug? I mean, I know you had your fifth studio album, Letting You In, last year. Anything else you're working on? Or I just want to give you a platform to plug away, sir.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. I would say, like, you know, check out the website, chrisallenofficial.com, if you want. As always, tour dates popping up. But more than anything, yeah, just stay tuned, because I'm working on new music right now, and hopefully a new record that will come out in 2018. So I'm excited about it. There's already a crop of songs that I'm really excited about.
That's so great. Well, Chris Allen, we appreciate you taking the time. Again, everybody, it's Thursday, December 7th at the Miracle Theater on Barracks Row. A really intimate venue, too. So, I mean, come on. How often do you get to see an American Idol winner like in a small theater like that? It's going to be great. Hey, Chris, thanks so much. You've been great.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks so much.